Hello and welcome. Today we've got Melissa Redpill, and today we're going to dive into the biblical timelines and the stars and how everything is aligned and synced together, which is very interesting perspective that
really is.
Melissa gives us. Melissa, how are you and what have you been up to?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm pumped up for this election. We've been waiting so long and it's time to see how this is all going to play out. So I think
Absolutely.
People are ready.
Yeah, it's literally next week, Wednesday on the 5th of November. We're very excited because I was just telling you that I want Trump to say, I'm officially president of the United States of America for the second time.
Right.
And for some of us, believe that it's going to be for the third time.
Right.
You know, because we believe he's commander-in-chief, right?
Right. Everything is, we have to rethink everything and just... You know, just this is just such a huge moment in time. I'm just so glad that we are a part of it, that we're awake, and that we're able to be in this battle. I'm just really pinch yourself because this is biblically, this is what the prophets told us about all throughout God's word, and they look forward to this day when these enemies, they knew these people were so evil. We didn't realize how evil they were. You know, and they were like, one day these people will be cast out, and here we are. Here we are. To be a part of it, you know, and you might have, you know, studied the Bible before. You might not have. Either way, God is working through you to do amazing things. And to be honest, I think it's actually more the people who have not really been participating, who have not had that layer of brainwashing in the established church, that are actually able to receive it better because they don't have that level of brainwashing. So.
Of course, the brainwashing is very. It's very deep, you know, from celebrities to the media to the churches, because there's infiltration everywhere. And, you know, Trump said the other day, which was very interesting in one of his rallies, and I think you might talk about this, but I might be wrong. I don't know.
Golden age.
Golden age.
Is that what you were going to say?
You took it out of me, right?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Yes. It's exciting.
The golden age. Because we used to talk about the golden age for a very long time. I watched a documentary back in 2020 when we went into lockdown, you know, for COVID, and I saw something about Saint Germain and all this golden age and things like that. And it was all about, you know, it was so very old documentary on, and it was very, some people would say, look, it's based on conspiracy theory as well. And the fact that Trump and, you know, comes out with golden age, like with other things, you know, that becomes a fact, or not a fact, but something more serious to talk about.
It's not a conspiracy theory when he's saying that we're going to enter into a golden age. Right, just the fact of him saying it, it lends credence to it, no doubt.
The age of Aquarius, which we're going into, which now we are at the age of Pisces, which is to do with fear, ego, you know, worshipping something outside of us when we need to also look within and know the real laws of the universe, which is manifesting and stuff like that.
Right.
You know?
Well, and then, yeah, so, and another thing about Pisces, if you remember, since you brought that up, you know, our Lord Jesus told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, you know, be fishers of men and to bring people. And what the whole point of that was the whole world was like, under this cloud of deception. And our job was to go and to bring righteousness into the earth and to make sure that the poor were taken care of and that the children were taken care of and all these things. And so, you know, and to do his will, to teach people how to love your neighbor as yourself, how to, you know, to be fair and equitable and how to bring justice in the earth. That was our job as fishers of men. But really, that age is coming to a close where the Bible says that we will all know him from the least to the greatest. Everybody is going to be on the same page, whether they're Muslim or Buddhist or Jew or whatever. They're all going to join together and be under Christ as the king of this millennial kingdom. And so the age of Aquarius is really, the picture is Aquarius is pouring out of this water pot. And that's what we're experiencing is somehow or another, we've just been poured, this knowledge has been poured into us.
Yeah, so we're at the entrance. We're at the entrance of the Aquarian age, right?
Get ready, it's going to be beautiful.
How far are we into this entrance of the Aquarian Age? Or are we right on the belt? Are we just behind the belt? Is there a fog behind in between? Like, is there
Right.
like the Piscean Age, and then there's a bit of fog, and then you've got the belt, and then
Right.
there's another piece of fog, and then
Right.
you're into the Aquarian Age?
Right. You know, it's I think that we're at the dawn. We're really at the dawn, especially because still only so few people really are have had that experience, the awakening. You know,
Yeah.
and I think there's just we just can't even imagine what's the when you know when you just first start to see the dawn break and it's still so dark, you know, I think it's going to just burst to this
So
beautiful
let
day
me ask
for
you
a
this.
thousand
Would just
years.
how long would you say, like, the transition from the Piscean to the Aquarian Age, there has to be a transition period. How many years would you say that that transition is until we say, right, we are 100% in the
In.
Aquarian Age? Because
Right.
it could be 100 years,
Right.
right? What do you, it could be
Yeah,
25 years, I don't know.
that's a very good question. I don't I wish I knew the answer to that. That's a good thing to
So
research.
the way the stars are aligned and the way everything is moving around, right? How long would you predict, according to the timeline of the stars and how everything's been moving, what does it look like to you, that of
Okay.
that transition
Okay,
period?
so I'm going to show you a really cool sign that's happening in the heavens, and you do not need a special any special equipment. You can go outside tonight at, let's say, 10 p.m. and see this in the heavens. I'm going to show you this. But you know, the one thing that we're told on the board that it must go quickly, and also in Revelation 14 it talks about there's going to be two great harvests. And one of the harvests is called the grapes of wrath, gathering these grapes to judgment. And that's what has to go quickly. And also, right, just coinciding with that is this harvest of like the bundle of grain, like you see behind me. And that basically, it's all coinciding. And so you've got this awakening of the people so that they get it. Who our enemy is. It's very important when you see the judgment that's about to fall on these people. It's very important that people, you know, in mass understand what they've done. And that's what, you know,
Yeah.
one of our main jobs. And we've done that job. It's so, you know, people, and especially with having now X open and it's making them crazy. They can't stop the truth from coming out on that. People realize what's going, you know, how these people are so evil.
You talk about X and how people are starting to see what's going on. It's great what Elon Musk did with X, because
Really?
what would the world be like if we didn't even have an X? And it would be Twitter, corrupt, censorship. It would really be a difficult time, because we're experiencing a lot of censorship on YouTube still,
Yes.
but what's funny, that even on the Joe Rogan show with Trump the other day, you still can't find the full interview on
I know.
YouTube.
I know. I
This
know.
is
I
terrible.
know. You have to search it. Well, and I shared it on my social media, and that's what we can do. You guys, if you aren't familiar, go to my channel, freedomforce.live. I've got lots of social media over there. You can find it over there if you're looking. But, you know, it's very frustrating, you know, how what YouTube has done. I cannot wait for YouTube to be set free because we can't go through all this and still have Google controlling the you know, social media. But the number one news source now is X. It surpasses all of them. That just came out yesterday. So
I
that's
mean,
pretty
imagine,
exciting.
I got a feeling Elon Musk is going to come out with this XTV,
Right? And X
I
phones
don't
and X
know.
phones and all of it. It's just this whole day of us being under their boot is over. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and share the screen. I'm gonna show you guys that cool sign. I think you're gonna love it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's show. This is the website I was saying. My website is freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. And here is the social media, so you can find that. But you're exactly right. If you're going to look on YouTube for it, forget it. You know, and it's gone really viral over on Rumble, surprisingly,
Oh, I
because Rumble,
love that hat.
isn't that awesome? Isn't
I'm
that
telling
awesome?
you, there's a gold sign there, and it goes with his tie.
I know. Isn't that beautiful? Actually, you know, my high school was gold and black. I'd always loved, I wear gold and black a lot. I just love those. I think those colors are so striking. But do you remember ever having President Trump see wear black except at a formal event? Never. Never.
Never. Well, he does wear black sometimes when it's cold, I guess.
A coat,
No?
you know, I. Somebody maybe put in the comment section if you've seen him wear black, except at a black tie. I don't recall it at all.
I don't know. I mean, what I'm looking at right now, it the way he's dressed, and Trump likes to dress in riddles.
Right.
Well, I think, like he said, the golden age, is it to
Yes.
do with gold going up? Is there an element
Right.
of Bitcoin in here,
Right. Because he could have
something to
easily, yeah,
do.
he could have just as easily put on a red tie, but he put on a gold tie. Yeah.
Yeah, so something to do with the financial system.
Right. Well, and there's that, and because he's talking about entering into the golden age, definitely. And then I want you to play, you guys, The Undertaker. If you guys didn't hear this is on that day he came in to his rally playing this Undertaker song. So I want to play just a little bit of it. Hopefully, you guys can hear.
Sound isn't so great, Melissa.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's the song, and you guys can go back and look at it on my channel. But it's the song that goes da 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 da. I mean, very foreboding, very ominous song that he came in. He always comes into "I'm Proud to Be an American," but why did he come in with this song? He had just actually had an interview with The Undertaker, but he played that as his song. I mean, the only time you would play such a foreboding song is if you're bringing down judgment on these
So,
churches.
what's the song about? So, just for people that are not
Okay.
sure what song you're talking about,
I don't even know where it came from. The song has been an old tune. Oh, I wish you could hear it. But I
but
mean,
what's the message behind why you think he played it?
it's called oh called the, he's the Undertaker. He's going to bring down judgment on them. The Undertaker is the one who carries out the dead bodies. An undertaker is someone who is bringing down judgment, and so
Wow.
that's what I believe it's about. And then Dan the Man, Dan Scavino, his assistant, posted this: "Dark MAGA tonight in Michigan for 45-47, 10 days." So, and anyway, I just have a feeling that he's pointing us to the post that says 10 days, period, darkness. As if it's bringing down the
It's
darkness on
funny, isn't
them.
it? It is so funny that we were waiting for this for so many years now, since 2020,
Right?
and now there's comms like this. They're either confusing us or
I know.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it's
It's
hard to
funny.
know. It's hard to know
Hard to
exactly.
know.
But yeah, no doubt, within as of 10 days of when he w played this song, the Undertaker song, I mean, we just, like I said, so foreboding. And so ominous, and he's talking about, bringing down the enemy within. So, and clearly they're scared to pieces, right? But yeah, they're bringing down the darkness on them. So we will see. We will see how it all plays out. And we don't know until, future proves the past. All right, so here
Yeah.
I'm going to show you guys what's happening in the heavens. And the first thing I have to show you guys is to understand the biblical festivals in the fall. Okay, so there's springtime festivals, and for example, okay, I'm going to show you this one real quick. This is like the Passover. We celebrate Easter, and in the fa which is the Passover. Jesus is the Passover lamb. We celebrate that in the spring. There are three spring festivals, and there are three fall festivals. So the fall festivals start with Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the new year, and it is called the Feast of Trump, of all things. Literally, the Feast of Trump. And you celebrate by blasting the trumpet. And we did this on my channel. I've got lots of videos about it. Basically, it's a call for everyone to gather together and to join, to potentially to fight a battle. You think of when people blast a trumpet, it's a battle cry, right? So this happened on October 2nd. And that was the for 10 there's 10 days of awe where you get everything settled right. I think I've told you guys about that before, but I didn't know this. Look at this poly market that they showed when the number started to skyrocket for President Trump was right at the Feast of Trump. Now, before this, it appeared that Kamala was leading. But now, literally, as of this day, as of the Feast of Trump, the numbers started to skyrocket for President Trump, and she started to fall. pretty cool.
Right.
Pretty cool
So you're
timing.
saying, sorry, so what caused this drop
Okay,
for
so,
Kamala?
well, a variety of things, but the first thing I want you to see is there's a verse. It talks about in Revelation chapter 19. It's talking about blow the trumpets, okay? And then it says, I saw an angel standing in the sun, shouting to the vultures flying high in the sky, come gather together for the great banquet God has prepared. So we are those vultures because we're all standing around waiting for the destruction and the judgment to fall on these Satanists, these horrible people, right? And we're waiting and wanting this day to get here. And you go through all the entire book of Revelation, okay? For those of you who don't know, I look at how this is biblical, and I've written books, and I now I'm awake now, and I realize what Revelation's about, and that's why I've written these three books. The one I'm talking about right now is End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. I did a study guide on it. I just released that here in the past couple of weeks. Okay, so but back to this one. It says it's basically telling us to gather. It's finally time to gather together. And in the biblical timeline, you would expect, because we've already had the spring festivals is when Christ died for our sins and rose and ascended, and he sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost to fill us with his spirit so that we could go and do the job of bringing the world into the kingdom. But what we're expecting is the fall festivals to be when the fall, basically the fall of the cabal, the fall of these evildoers. That's what biblically and the timeline you would expect it to be then. Okay, so there's several things that happen on these three festivals. The first one is that trumpet blast where you gather everyone together, and what are you gathering for? Is to bring down judgment on them, and we are all part of it as we keep blasting out the truth. With each of us is a trumpet in one sense, because every time you post, you are blasting out this truth. And we're really, whatever President Trump posts, we are, that's where he's saying, fighting the battle right here. And actually, last week, he was basically saying, let's not make the battle about abortion, because that is such a brainwashed issue. It's something very, very hard for us to be able to resolve, okay? But what we want to fight on is the economy, on the border, on those types of issues. But anyway, so he's leading this charge, no doubt. And so this was really, really cool, this angel standing in the sun. And in the past, I looked past that because I didn't understand biblical astronomy, but now I do to a certain extent. And there's always more to learn. But anyway, so he's basically saying, come gather to eat the flesh of kings, generals, and strong warriors, of horses and their riders, of all humanity, both free and slave, small and great, which is what every person who on your channel and mine are waiting for, is to see these people, brought down. All right, so look at what happened on that day when there was the Feast of Trump. This, I believe, is the angel standing in the sun. So on that day, on October 2nd, we had this, the sun was in it was in Virgo. Virgo represents God's people, okay? All of God's people. With, like I said, everybody who loves God, maybe we have a difference of opinion on a different understanding. We all have a lot of different things that we have maybe learned that were wrong, whatever. We're all, but the bottom line is someone who really wants justice and fairness in the world, okay? So there's the sun was in Virgo, and there was an quote angel. The messenger stars can be called, or in Revelation, they're called angels, okay? So Mercury was right there standing in the sun on that day. So basically, you imagine this, that you've got the trumpet blasting and the angel is standing in the sun. Basically, this is a sign from the heavens that this is the day that he's talking about here, to go and to gather for this great banquet, this bloodbath, basically. Okay? All right, so then the other thing that's happening, which is super cool, this is Taurus. And this is what I was saying. You guys can go out and look at this in your sky. Hopefully, you'll have a clear night. But this will be going on for several weeks. So if you don't get to see it tonight, go try again tomorrow. Don't worry. It's been going on. It'll probably go on for about really like 3 months. And so Jupiter is the Christ star. It is super bright. You cannot miss it unless it's covered up by a cloud. But it's doing what they call what I call a zigzag or a sine wave in Taurus. Now, Taurus represents Christ in that he is coming on a rampage to destroy these evildoers. Now, I go into this in the book, End Times in a Thousand Years of Peace, that there have been seven of these paths that have happened since the sign. Okay, I've shown these many times, but that for those who don't know, this is the sign of the Son of Man. And there was a path in her womb, which was Jupiter, and it did a loop in her womb. And there have been seven more after that. Okay, and this is the seventh one, which seven is a big deal. And so, especially because this seventh one is in Taurus, which is the one who just is this the destruction one. So I call this the goring phase, where it's finally, we've had the awakening phase, we've had the birthing phase, we've had different phases that we've gone through in this war. But this is the what I call the goring phase, and it's doing this like zigzag, okay, through Taurus. And it went on the 2nd of October, again at the Feast of Trump, it went to the top right here around the horn of
Yeah.
Taurus, like it's going to gore. And then it's like if you think of a bull with his horn, he just zigzags through someone. It's going to destroy them.
So what does that mean for us in in the world for humans and what's happening in the political arena when you say goring?
Well, I just think that this is a it's a sign that this is the day where we're going to bring them down, okay? It's a so for example, what happened on the 2nd of October, which was the Feast of Trumpets, it was a turn, and I don't have the video here to show you, but you can imagine it's coming up along here, and then that this line in the back is the ecliptic. Don't pay attention to this long line that goes all the way across. But this one right here, it starts here, and then as of October 2nd, it turned. It did a turn, as in a turning point. Now, where Jupiter is right here is in this is as of April 27 of 2025. So this is after it completes its entire zigzag. So imagine fast forwarding until April of next year. This goring phase, that's what it's telling us, is that goring phase is going to be over. And what I'm hoping that if I'm reading this correctly, is that this is the moment in time in all of history where we're going to see their exposure and their destruction before all the world. I mean, just get ready. And we see it. Here we are sitting there going, what in the world is going to happen with this election? Are they going to proclaim Kamala won? Are they going to, are they going to, even if they say Trump won, are they going to deny certifying him as the president? What's going to happen? Are they going to bring, out the military?
You know what's funny? You know, with the stars, everything that's happening, the way you're explaining this, right? It's like the stars and the universe and what's happening and the energies and God, if you like. It's got, it's already planned what's going to happen on Earth. So
Absolutely.
even if
Absolutely.
Trump, yeah, now obviously it happened to be the timeline that Trump was the one le ushering the golden age and draining the swamp. But if it hadn't been Trump, there would have been another timeline that would have drained the swamp in another way. Whether it was Trump or something else, you're saying, for according to these stars, it's just written in the stars that God is ready to drain the swamp, regardless if it's Trump or something or another timeline. Say if Trump hadn't been born and it was a completely different timeline or different situation, it would have still occurred to drain the swamp.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It is, this is, it's a biblical timeline that it cannot be altered.
I see what you mean. Yeah,
And that
you
because
can't
the
control the way the stars move and
no.
the way the planets are aligned, and
Yeah. I have researched and believe that that was what was the reason Satan was cast out of heaven, because he wanted to change the stars and their paths.
And the fact that Trump is the one leading us, you know, ushering the golden age and draining the swamp in this timeline as we know it, it just confirms that the assassination attempts was divine intervention.
Yes, I agree. I think everybody sees that. You know, and yeah. this was not the first time that they've attempted to assassinate him.
Oh, yeah.
They had done it, I think it was 7 times before at least. I mean, they've tried and tried and tried. And I guess, you know, I don't know if they've given up. But they because this is biblical, there's nothing that can stop what is coming. This is you know, and the way I look at it is really that, you know, that God has planned all this. And it had to be, like I said, 2,000 years since Christ was here, you know, in his first advent, because it took that long for us to work out of everyone's system the Baal worship. People did Baal worship all over the world, you know, and we had to get the gospel to all the world so that there wouldn't be this. It's hard to even imagine this being part of our psyche, our heart to do such a thing. But it had to be where the humanity changed and didn't want to do such a thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, that was the reason that the Lord destroyed all the world except for 8 people in the Noah flood, because everybody was doing this. They were eaten up with this evil, and the evil had to be worked out of us. So we're instead that everybody on your channel and mine, they're not only not wanting to hurt a child, but they're willing to suffer themselves to protect a child, to speak out and to protect the innocent, and they're willing to do whatever they have to do to stop all this evil, which is where humanity has to be. For us to enter into 1,000 years of peace on earth, we have to be people who are willing to do that and not be so selfish. All right, so I've got a few more things to share. You ready?
Please.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, so that, I thought that was super cool. So go look in the southern sky. It won't probably appear until like 10 o'clock, and you'll see this bright Jupiter. Actually, there's an app that you can download on your phone, and it can help you guys. Let me see. It's called Sky View. Sky View, one word. The light version, I think, is free, so you can just do it that way if you want to. Anyway, so, and you can also learn about the stars on my channel, freedomforce.live. I've got a lot of videos on biblical astronomy. And you can also go to stellarium.org and download this planetarium, and you can follow the paths of the stars. I actually have videos where I teach you how to do that. Super cool that the Lord has these paths for the stars. I never learned that in school, that Jupiter and Venus and Mercury and Mars and Saturn are all doing these loops or these zigzags, different things in the heavens, and they all have meanings based upon, you know, where they are doing this. Like I said, this one in Taurus, which is so huge. All right, so I want you to say, this is where you can get the books. Actually, go on Amazon, and for $2.99, you can read that book about end times and 1,000 years of peace. Okay, so you saw it standing in the sun. Now, the other thing, let's talk about the golden age real quick. Okay, so in the fall, after you have the Feast of Trumpets, you also have another one called Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. And to think of atonement, yes, that Christ paid for our sins, and so our debt of sin is canceled. But also think of everyone's debts canceled. This is what we're looking for. You know, we've called it Gesara. You can call it, you know, a golden age. What were you calling it earlier? You know, millennial kingdom. So bottom line, where everybody's debts are canceled and the captives are set free, not only in America, but all over the world. Okay, so this is from this passage right here in Leviticus chapter 25. It says, on the Day of Atonement, in the 50th year, blow the ram's horn. Again, we're talking about this trumpet festival. For 10 days, they're blowing trumpets, okay? So on this 10th day of the blowing of the trumpets, they blow the ram's horn loud and long throughout the land and set this year apart as holy, as separate, a time to proclaim freedom throughout the land for all who live there. What it means by freedom is you're not free if you're a debt slave.
Yeah.
Right? If your currency is controlled by the cabal, you're not free. If you're taxed confiscatory taxes, you're not free if they can basically take whatever you have purchased and tax it and tax it and tax it until they own it, then it's not, you're not free, right? So that's what the freedom is talking about here. It says it will be a jubilee year for you when each of you may return to the land that belonged to your ancestors and return to your own clan. What is that about? It's about if you've had something taken from you, it will be restored to you. That's the whole point of the fall festivals, is a restoration. It's that, you know, if we have difficulties with someone, that we owe someone something back, we have to get it back to them. And that's what these Yom Kippur is all about. It's restoration. Your land, your freedom, maybe you've been a debt slave, maybe you've been literally a prisoner. This prisoner is being set free. And so on this Day of Atonement, you announce this, okay? With the blowing of the horn, you announce these people are set free. That doesn't mean that they're necessarily set free on that day, but that's the day that that is announced. It's like set everyone free. So get a load of this. This is on the 12th of October. So let me explain. The 12th of October is the day in the biblical economy is that it starts in the evening. If you remember in the Genesis, book of Genesis, it says there was evening and there was morning and that was the first day. The day starts at 6 p.m. or sundown. That's why all the festivals always start in the evening. It's hard for me to think that way, to be honest. I think of the day starting in the morning. But anyway, the day starts then. So if you think of it, the Day of Atonement started at 6 p.m. on Saturday night and went all the way through 6 p.m. on Sunday. Okay, this is important. That's the reason I'm telling you that is because on Sunday at 4:25 p.m., so on the Day of Atonement, President Trump said this.
We're going to usher in a new golden age of American success for the citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed.
How about that?
I like that. I knew I was going to talk about this.
Of course. You and my Gasara brother, right? We always love that because we're ready for everybody to be set free. So I just thought that was so cool because he's saying the people will be in a golden age for every race, religion, color, and creed. It's not just in America. It's for everyone throughout the world. And I think he was announcing it. I really do. Because this is just, you know, he's been doing a lot of rallies, but this was the first time he'd ever talked about the golden age, was on the Day of Atonement, the Day of Jubilee. I think he was announcing the year of Jubilee for everybody, not just Americans, but people all over the world. And they're going to, you know, when he gets in here, he's going to make sure all the currency for every country is a free and fair currency.
Does this mean that he's going to wipe out the debts that we all owe on our mortgages that was lent to us on fraudulent activities?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything by fraud. Anything by fraud. And he's been talking about no taxes at all.
Yeah, that's true. He's been very verbal lately about taxes, including income tax.
Yeah. Okay, so because he first started out with no tax on tips, and then no tax on overtime, and then no tax on Social Security, which is, of course, you know, duh, and then no tax at all. You know, he says...
And let's say when he starts saying no property taxes. Oh, you're going to love that
one. Oh, my gosh. Exactly. Well, and it talks about in Habakkuk, and I should probably just pull this up because it's just so cool.
I said to my girlfriend who lives in Miami, I says, if Trump gets rid of property taxes... then I will be buying a property in Miami, because here in the UK, where I live, we don't have property taxes.
Yes.
Did you know that? Not many people know this.
No, I did not know that. And I know that in Iran, my girlfriend who lives in, who's from Iran, she has a home there that she had just gone back to. I'm like, how could you leave your home vacant for all this time? I mean, the taxes would eat you up. And she said, "Oh no, we don't pay to." It's unbelievable. But here it says, "This is what it says in Habakkuk." Is it? Hang on, is it there? I don't know if it's that. Maybe it's Isaiah. It says, "Bottom line, no more will they." It's Isaiah 65. Hang on. I'm going to get to it. Isaiah 65. No longer, and I've read this before, but I'm telling you, I can read it every day. But this is where we're going. Where we're headed. I'm sorry, I'm hurting your eyes. It says, unlike the past, invaders will not take your house and confiscate your vineyard.
Wow.
And that's what confiscatory taxes are. It's just taking your home and having you pay tax on it forever and ever and ever. And that's what's been happening. It's awful. Yeah. So, and I love this whole passage in Isaiah 65. Again, I talk about this one in this book here. Major Clues for Minor Prophets. Oh my goodness. I have the audiobooks on my website, yeah. So you can listen to it.
I love that.
It's just such good news. All right. So I want you to see that he said this. He announced this on the Day of Atonement, on Yom Kippur. As if he knows, y'all, he knows the Bible. He knows the Bible. He really, really does. Because he'll do things on certain days. I'm like, he knows this stuff backwards and forwards.
When you say that, you mean Trump?
Yes.
Yeah, he must know. Also, he must have, you know, a team working for him.
Of course.
About on this area. Because,
yes.
You know, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, I want you to see that. The other thing is, okay, so that's in Isaiah 65. But this one is talking about how they are panicking. It says, scream in terror. This is Isaiah chapter 13. Scream in terror, for the day has arrived, the time of for the Almighty to destroy. Every arm is paralyzed with fear. Every heart melts and people are terrified. Pangs of anguish grip them like those of a woman in labor. They look helplessly at one another, their faces aflame with fear. That's not you and me. That's the...
This is the deep state.
Yes.
This is the P. Diddy.
That's...
And Beyonce and Jay-Z and Obama. Clinton's.
Exactly. Yes, in New York City. Where was it? It was in New York City at the Madison Square Garden, where the guy's talking about, you know, Diddy, and the people roared. Everybody knows. Back in the day, maybe people wouldn't know. You know, when we would talk about something, they're like, "Oh, that's conspiracy theory." Now it's like common knowledge, and they're.
I think that even if they die, they won't be able to escape.
Nope, I agree. You are right. I agree. And they are paralyzed with fear. And then this whole thing coming out about Trump being Hitler, it's like they're all off the charts. So I want you to see that. This is such, this is talking about them. Maybe in the past, when you heard someone talk about end times, you're like, God, they were thinking, they were telling us God was going to come in and indiscriminately destroy the earth. He's not doing that. That's a lie. That's a lie. He is coming to destroy these criminals. All right, so then this is the other passage I want you to see. Let's see, where was it? Okay, this is the one in Isaiah 30. The Lord makes his majestic voice heard. He will display the strength of his mighty arm. It will descend with devouring flames, like with cloudbursts and thunderstorms and huge hailstones. At the Lord's command, the Assyrians, these are the ones who capture people, okay? The Assyrians will be shattered. He will strike them down with his royal scepter. And as the Lord strikes them down with his rod of punishment, his people will celebrate with tambourines and harps. So get your tambourine.
Yeah.
Get your tambourine ready. Okay, so this is something very
interesting. But you know the tambourine and harps, does that symbolize maybe, you know, the churches, maybe?
Well, I just
think
it's
celebrating.
Everybody's celebrating. Everybody's
True.
Celebrating.
Yeah.
These people are finally gone. Everybody.
Yeah,
you know, everybody just is, we just cannot even imagine what it's going to be like. In Revelation 20, it says there'll be no more deception for 1,000 years. And it's like, how could that even happen? Well, first of all, no one listens to the mainstream media anymore, right? And they're not allowed to do what Obama set up, where they're allowed to lie to the people, right? He set that up. And then they're not, you've got freedom on X, so that if someone comes along and says something wrong, well, it gets corrected. Because you've got freedom of speech.
Exactly.
So anyway, so that's the celebration. But here's something very, very, very interesting that is talked about. Liz Crokin posted this. Hillary Clinton is scheduled to be in New York City on October 30th, which is tomorrow night, Wednesday night. The home of the great SDNY, Southern District of New York, that has jurisdiction over the Clinton Foundation, Anthony Weiner, Jeffrey Epstein, and the Diddy cases. So she's saying she has her popcorn ready in case Friday and Saturday deliver on the MAGA promise. The MAGA promise is, you know, getting her arrested. Here's the post where it talked about her being arrested between 7:45 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, Monday, the morning of October 30th, 2017. Interesting.
Yeah. So, I heard this one, yeah.
You heard,
I thought it was a few, I thought it was one of the years we've been waiting for this, but we don't know which year it is, isn't it?
Exactly. That's
they never tell us the year.
Right, exactly. Right. And so it says here the 2017.
But then why does it say 2017?
It does say 2017. You're right. It does say 2017. And so, you know, I think that, you know, we were all looking for it to happen in 2017, but it makes sense to me now that people were not ready for Hillary to be arrested. They didn't understand. But now so many people, more people do. So, you know, we'll see, because this is yet to be fulfilled. It says the HRC, Hillary extradition, already in motion, effective yesterday with several countries in case of cross-border run. Passport approved to be flagged effective 10:30 on 12:01 a.m. So expect massive riots organized in defiance and others fleeing the U.S. to occur. U.S. military, I guess M's, will conduct the operation while National Guard, NG, activated. So, anyway, so someone can go and ask if there's if National Guard is activated across the major cities. I just find that very interesting. You know, we'll see. To be honest, I'd be kind of surprised that this happened before the election. I would, because I think this would be very disruptive for the election. But, you know, whatever. I don't know. The last thing I want to say is that President Trump has been talking a lot about our country being occupied. And here's one of his posts about it, but he's been saying it in every one of his speeches.
Right.
Yeah. So it says
tell me, what does this mean?
Okay, so let's read his post. We are now known all throughout the world as Occupied America. But to everyone here in Colorado and all across our nation, I'll make you this vow. November 5th, 2024 will be Liberation Day. Now, the board talks about Freedom Day, which, of course, is the same as Liberation Day. So, again, that with going to that 10 days darkness, it's the end of their brutal regime over humanity. I'll rescue Aurora, Colorado, and every town that has been invaded and conquered, and we will put these vicious, bloodthirsty criminals in jail or kick them the hell out. All right. So, but occupied is a word for a force that is a usurping, conquering force that has hijacked the government. Okay, in the Law of War manual, and I've got videos on this. If you want to look at my videos on occupation and 11.3, this is what these people do. They come in and they hijack the government with they cheat, get control of the elections, and they cheat on the elections, and then they take over the government, and they're an occupying force, basically. So America is not acting like America anymore. It's acting like these occupiers, right? That's really the word about occupation. He's using it in the sense that these gangs have come into our country and occupied Aurora and other places. Well, and that's true, but only because that they're only have been allowed in because we've got an occupying force in Washington, D.C. And 11.3 in the Law of War manual, again, I've got videos on this, but 11.3 is where we remove the occupiers. We are the belligerent force. We are the ones who are fighting back to remove these occupiers. Same thing in Palestine, you know, to remove these occupying forces that have taken over. He can't talk about that, but I can. But anyway, so this is, he's really been using that word. He doesn't have to use that word, but that word is very specific to when you have a hostile force come in and hijack your government. Okay, so he's trying.
And I think, No. I think when Trump is talking about bloodthirsty, vicious criminals, yes, he's talking about the illegal immigrants that have come in illegally. They're raping, they're murdering, they're selling drugs, this and that. But I think a big chunk of the meaning of his terms of what criminal is and bloodthirsty, and vicious, you know, criminals is the deep state.
Absolutely.
You know,
exactly. And our job is to take whenever he puts something out there like this about occupied or the, like you said, the bloodthirsty, is for everyone to help people to connect the dots. That what he's really trying to tell us is that our country has been occupied, it's been usurped, it's been taken over by criminals.
Yeah.
There's a lot of very interesting pictures coming out of Washington, D.C. And it looks like gallows. I'm just saying, it looks like gallows. So just be ready for whatever happens.
Oh, very interesting. Melissa, thank you so much for sharing everything with us today. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the viewers before we finish?
Let's just pray like we always do. And everybody just stay cool. All right. Thank you so much, Lord, for your promises and your word. Thank you that we are here to witness what people have for thousands of years have wanted to see, and that we get to be here and not only be awake because you've touched our hearts and awakened us, but also be part of this fight. And we just thank you for this day that's coming very soon. Even the heavens are telling us that this is it. This is the day when these criminals will be gone. As your word says, we will look for our enemies and we won't be able to find them. We cannot even wait. We cannot wait for the day where there's no more deception for 1,000 years. It's going to be so awesome. We're so thankful that we are not going to have to be under their boot any longer. And we praise you and thank you. We pray for everybody on Nicholas's channel and on mine. I just pray that you will strengthen them and protect them and guide them, provide every need, and help everyone to fulfill the assignments that you have given to each one of them, and give us joy in the battle and joy in this great day of victory. And just help, we're not going to be afraid of one little thing. We're going to completely trust in you and trust your plan, because it's ultimately your plan that you have established, and nothing can stop what you will do. We pray this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Melissa. I will speak again very soon. You take care and God bless.
Bye, bye-bye. Guys. Hey there, Patriots. I wanted to tell you one quick thing. You know, we have the election coming up on Tuesday. Here it is, the 1st of November. I wanted you guys to remember that no matter what happens on Tuesday, whether they call it for Kamala or whether they call it for President Trump, or if they say, oh, it's going to be another 2 weeks or whatever they do, it's not going to be over until the cabal is locked up. Okay, that's the ultimate prize, and to get these criminals who have hijacked our government gone. Okay, so just whatever happens, just trust the plan. All right, I wanted to show you, though, something cool. I told you guys the other day that at the Feast of Trumpets on the 2nd of October was when there was that turn in the zigzag path of Jupiter, which is the Christ star, the Melchizedek star, the eternal king and priest, in Taurus. Okay, but I was wanting to show you what the other zigzag. Okay, so there's the first turn, and then you've got the second turn. Okay, I'm going to show it to you. You've got Jupiter right here, and you can see this in the night sky right now. It's around 10 p.m. No matter where you live, it's in your on your eastern sky. You can see it coming across the horizon, and you can see Jupiter because it's super bright. You can use the Skyview app to see it. Okay, I'm going to show you as we move forward. This is starting in July, and you can see the path that Jupiter is taking. And here at October 2nd, which is the Feast of Trump, literally the Feast of Trump, you'll see it starts to turn. Okay, I'm going to move it a little bit bigger, make it a little bit bigger so you maybe can see it a little bit easier. There it is on the first, and then it's going to turn right there, and it's going back the other way. Now, I can't turn it, you know, where you can actually see any better than that. But anyway, that's what happened on the 2nd, and that was a turning point, because that was when we saw that the election numbers started to really skyrocket, meteoric rise of President Trump's poll numbers, okay? So that was October 2nd, and that was also the day when Mercury was standing in the sun, which I think was really what you see with in Revelation 19, where it talks about, you know, come gather for this great battle, and this is what we're in the middle of. Now, if you look here, it's going back to do its zag, okay? We did the zig, and now we're going to talk about the zag. So here we are at the end of January, January 20th, right at the time when we're supposed to be inaugurating our new president, okay? And so here it is. And right at that point, you see it's starting to do its other turn right there, you know, or maybe in early February. So right in that date range, you see it doing its other turn, as in another turning point. All right. So I want you to see that that's what's happening in the heavens, which is, you know, I believe this is the sign of the destruction of the criminal cabal. Okay. If you remember, when you look at the sign of the Son of Man, that was the initial birth phase of, and the awakening phase of this battle. And we've had seven more. This is the seventh phase since then. Earlier, I thought it was going to be four phases. Now I think it's really more like seven, because Taurus is the constellation that represents Christ coming on a rampage to destroy the evildoers. Okay. So I just wanted you to be aware that it looks like you've got the first turn was October 2nd, and then the second one is potentially right like 10 days after the inauguration day. Okay. What does that mean? I don't know. You know, if, does that mean that President Trump will be inaugurated on the 20th and then arrest them? You know, after that, does it mean that Kamala will be inaugurated? I'm buckled up for whatever's going to happen. That if she were to be inaugurated and then the military would step in. Okay, we thought that was what was going to happen with Biden. It clearly did not. We've gone through this 4 years. So just be prepared for whatever happens, okay? Because in one sense, if they were to steal the election and not really inaugurate her, then they're really not, you know, they haven't stolen anything technically. So I wouldn't, I'd hate to tell you this, but I wouldn't be surprised if we sit and, you know, after all the machinations and the efforts and the legal and all this, that they try to install her as the president. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's 10 days of darkness of where people realize the precipice. I hate to even tell you all this, but I'm just trying to prepare you because if that's the way it goes, I just, you know to trust the plan. And that we're going to see at some point the posts that we've seen about the military will have to step in, that the military is the only way, and that they will be able to use this executive order with President Trump not even in, you know, in the fore to have these people arrested. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys that. I know you don't want to hear it. I don't want to tell you, but I'm just trying to help you manage your expectations. So that you are not heartbroken if they don't call for Kamala. I don't want you heartbroken if she is, quote, inaugurated, because this is the war to end all wars. This is going to be the end of their criminal network, okay? And it has to be where everyone realizes something very bad is going on, okay? And everyone has to realize that. And to be honest, if President Trump, if it appears that he won and they call it for President Trump, then they'll say, "Oh, see, we told you those people back in January 6th, they were a bunch of insurrectionists." I can see, you know, see them saying that because they're like, "Oh, see, the it wasn't rigged." I'm just trying to help myself manage the expectations and for you to also. All right, that's everything I had to tell you. And I'm gonna put this on. I'm gonna put the link below to the video where Nicholas and I were talking about the end times. I'm sorry, about the election and what's gonna happen. Okay, because nobody knows except we're just gonna trust the plan. Okay, that's all I had to tell you. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later.